Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:15.
We was out a little late last night, wasn't we?
We were. Partying on a school night.
That's forbidden.
It is forbidden.
We had a great time at the news radio WKOK Penn State Steve Jones party.
That's right. The fall sports preview was last evening at the Iron Front. What a great venue.
Beautiful place.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Everything's starting to get into this industrial rustic look.
I like it.
You know, like Rusty Rail. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful facility, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they've done that in downtown Lewisburg now. We're up on the third floor and talking, of course, Penn State with WKOK, but also talking about the Steelers on our sister station, the Valley, and the Eagles on Eagle.
Yes. So, Yes.
And high school football starts this weekend.
High school football kicks off Friday Night Lights, man. It's tomorrow. It's this week.
Yeah. Everybody's still scurrying about here, gathering up equipment and making the final touches.
The final preparations for fall sports to begin.
And somebody out there said, Morgan, do you have anything to do with this weekend's games? And I said, no.
No.
No. Those were long days. I did Shikellamy football back in the 80s.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I had a blast.
That's awesome.
So Shikellamy, Lewisburg, and Selins Grove still on our sister stations as well. We here, we do music.
We do.
All weekend long.
We do music. We do it well. It's super fun.
It's what we do. Really, it's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. More music next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. What's some late night TV?
The college admissions scandal trial is coming up. Lori Loughlin says she thought she was donating money for a library instead of bribing her kids to get into college. The library was going to be called the Lori Loughlin Wink Wink Library.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News, sports, AccuWeather coming up next. What did you have for breakfast today? Or are you going to eat it like coming up soon? You'll run out to the kitchen and make something.
Coming up soon.
You're going to make like a disgusting looking shake or something.
I have whole grain waffles.
Ooh, whole grain
waffles.
Okay,
that's not bad. I was going to say, I thought you brought back your bird seed and peanut butter again.
I have the peanut butter.
Look at that stuff, Matt.
Yeah.
Can we get a picture of that?
It looks appetizing.
It's natural peanut butter.
It's liquid peanut butter.
It has honey in it.
I hate when peanut butter. I'm not a big peanut butter person to begin with, but I especially don't like it when it's separated between the oil and the other stuff.
Well, see, but that's because this is literally just peanuts, honey, salt.
No butter?
Like, there's no, like, oil.
Peanuts and butter, right?
Yeah, no butter? No, what's up with that?
Oil added to it. Some peanut butters add hydrogenated oils, and they're not good for you.
Okay, so you're going to eat your healthy breakfast like you do. You could set your watch by Matt at 7:00.
It's very true.
That's correct.
Right before the news, he'll be making his breakfast sandwich.
His egg sandwich on a bagel.
He gets it done.
Every day.
Me, sometimes I eat before I get here. Sometimes I bring something. I got a bagel here. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe I should get more serious at my age and poop like a champion.
What?
Wait, what? We were just talking about breakfast. You're talking about poop now?
They don't even give the name of the cereal, but there's a cereal. We got to Google this. It's a high-fiber cereal.
What?
And their slogan is poop like a champion.
What? Is there nothing
sacred anymore? I mean, is there nothing? Your trip to the bathroom is now a slogan?
You know what? I want those signs for every bathroom in our joint here.
Poop like a champion.
And then you slap it like the Notre Dame players
do.
That's what I want to do today.
Now, conversely to that, if Ohio State is trying to get a license for the word "the," so nobody could else use it, they could say "the Ohio State," then shouldn't Notre Dame get a patent for the phrase "like a champion"?
They better hurry up if they want to.
Yeah, because the cereal company is saying "poop like a champion."
Yeah, although what you do is you make the sign, you get the gold letters like they have in Notre Dame, and then you put the poop emoji right there. That's your sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you just say "holy crap"? Which I think is very appropriate for this conversation.
Holy crap.
Okay.
So
what is it called?
It is Poop Like a Champion.
That's the Ultra, name of the cereal.
Yes, Ultra Fiber Cereal. It's available on Amazon. And here is the description.
Awesome.
This is amazing. This is not a mere cereal.
It's the ultimate colon cleansing formula with a stupendous amount of soluble and insoluble fiber.
Stupendous, huh? Stupendous.
To build the fast-moving bulk and soluble to scrub out your squeaky clean colon. Poop like a champion. It isn't made to taste great. It's made to work great. That's what makes it the most complete fiber formula money can buy. But if you like crank up the flavor with a little brown sugar, syrup, or honey for a sweet, deep, and nutty taste, go for it.
Listen your to her. Life nice is, commercial yeah. here.
Your
keep
life
going,
is about to change from the bottom up.
From the bottom up.
Oh, my God.
Only 120 calories per serving. And it also helps reduce bloating. Get that flat tummy, aid your digestion, and get rid of toxins to help relieve excessive bloating and poop like a champion.
Poop like a champion. Available now at Amazon.
This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
This is great.
It's almost like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Colon blowing you in the morning.
Colon Blow and new Super Colon Blow.
Warning, may cause abdominal distension. Consult a physician.
SNL did it for a joke. Somebody's doing it.
Oh my God, these comments. Guys, if you're listening and you just want to waste 5 minutes and giggle a little bit,
Google.
Go on Amazon and look at Poop Like a Champion cereal in the comments.
Great.
This is unbelievable.
Because poop.
It's funny.
It should be called Dump Like an Elephant because it works as advertised.
News is next. My God, where's this show going? Come down. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
One Direction.
This show goes in many directions.
It does.
I still can't believe we talked about a breakfast cereal called Poop Like a Champion. I'm a Notre Dame fan. Maybe I'm a little more insulted about the whole thing than I should be.
I'm a Notre Dame fan, yeah, too. I find it hilarious. And I think we should get a sign for the bathroom that we can, like, slap, like, the Play Like the Champion sign.
When you're going in, slap
yeah.
it.
Boom. Or when you're coming out. Because you pooped like a champion. Poop is funny.
But then the game's already over. You understand? So you got to hit that going
before
in.
The big event.
You're
so
going
to speak.
Down the tunnel. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh boy,
you're hitting the game field.
Sure. I'm telling you what though. Seriously, friends, get on Amazon and look at some of these comments, and then in the description of the Poop Like a Champion cereal.
Well, let's not read the descriptions.
No. It literally, like, as you scroll down, it's hilarious.
I know.
It says America needs a champion.
It is time to have a champion.
Gives the FDA recommended grams of fiber, and it says one serving of Poop Like a Champion contains an incredible 64 amount of your daily fiber.
Please, let's not talk about this anymore.
To make your poops great again.
Can we please talk about sports or something?
No sports.
Play like a champion, Notre Dame. And last night at our fall sports party, we talked about Penn State's odds. I love how our very own Steve Jones... The Steve Jones Show. Mm-hmm. I like how he handled it. Like, in other words, we don't know. If he said we don't know, his speech would have been a lot shorter. But here's how football is. And hey, listeners, if you have little kids playing football, this is exactly how it is. You don't know until you know. You can't predict anything. So you people stop saying, well, open the season. We open the season with such and such town across the river. That should be no problem. Now, why do you people say that? So that's basically what Steve Jones said. How is Penn State looking? He goes, well, you know what? I don't know. And you were either going to know early that it's going to be a good season and we're all going to party, he said. Mm-hmm. And he goes, or it's going a little slow in the beginning, but by midseason, they start really putting it together. And we're like, here it comes, big bowl game. Or it's not going to happen until late in the season. And by then, we're all going to be like, so let's start looking toward next year.
Towards next year, looking towards the future.
And, you know, that's the way it is in any sport. You know, Matt's busted on me because the Red Sox obviously are failing in baseball this year. Here's what I tell him. We're still World Series champs, man. Still World Series champs until they get a new one. All right? I want you parents to think that way when it comes to fall sports. All right? Don't do any over-predicting. Don't do any highlight life.
It's hard. It's hard to be like that. It is.
Maybe it's because I coached so long. You can't, like Steve said last night, we live in a highlight era where all we want to see is the good stuff. And then as soon as something bad happens, your son, little Billy, throws an interception in a midget football game or whatever. He stinks. Get rid of him. He's 10 years old, for God's sake.
Hopefully people aren't saying that to 10-year-olds.
Well, they are. And then when you get to high school and high school football, don't get me wrong, friends, it's huge in this area. But I mean, let's not after week one say, well, we stink again this year. no use even going to the game.
No, be supportive.
There is use. Be supportive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, support your hometown team. So that's today's lesson of the day. What have we learned today so far? Poop like a champion.
Yes.
And be kind to the athletes.
Perfect.
I like that. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. It's the old argument of tilapia or tilapia. How do you say it?
I say tilapia.
Do you? Okay.
Tilapia.
So do I. But I've heard people say tilapia. So does that mean they're just mispronouncing the fish?
I'm not sure.
For you guys at the fire company, tilapia or tilapia is a delicious fish.
It is.
There you have it.
It's a white fish.
It's a white fish.
And it's great on the grill.
Flaky.
And Tom and Laura in the morning have some for you today. Well, we're not passing out tilapia, but it's a giant bonus pie item of the day. Sean Carey will be asking for it later. Listen carefully. It is Nature's Promise tilapia, $5.99.
So Nature's Promise is Giant's natural brand, their organic brand.
Organic so, tilapia.
Tilapia, $5.99. That's what you need to remember. Get yourself hooked up with a gift card from Sean Carey later on today when he asks for that. Of course, it's all from Giant. Quality selection savings every day.
Mom, you're taking the kids to school or out to the bus stop. You share something in common with Angelina Jolie.
Are you studying for unitype?
I leave today. Today's the day I drop. I'm trying not to cry.
She's trying not to cry as she drops her son Maddox off at college in South Korea. Somebody caught it on video.
Aww.
and it's going viral. I think the 2 days that, and moms, you could agree, the Ford Fun Line's always open, or you could chime in on social media. The two hardest days for a mama and a dad, don't leave dad out of this, is the first day your kid goes to kindergarten or the first day your kid goes to college. I dropped my first daughter off at college.
Yeah.
I bawled all the way home.
Of course. I don't know if my parents cried.
They might be going, oh, look, Laura's finally getting out of the house.
I think that might have been more of the attitude.
You know? But
actually, also, full disclosure, my poor father had to, like, turn around and come back a week later because I forgot so much stuff.
Oh, Laura, you were that kid.
I was like, after I unpacked everything and had it all organized, I was like, hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. Could you bring the laundry basket and the soap? Like, I didn't bring any soap to wash my clothes.
Oops.
And yeah.
Two weepy moms here on staff. Denise.
Yes.
Her son, Sam, will be heading out to Temple University.
Yes, I believe.
He'll be leaving today.
Today, yes, mm-hmm. Today.
And he's leaving today, so see you, Sam. Have fun, buddy.
And then our nighttime gal.
Sammy Tyler.
Sam Tyler, her kiddo starts kindergarten.
And she says she's already like all choked up. She can't believe he's holding his little book bag, you know, mm-hmm. and he's ready to go because some kids are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to school, Mom. See ya.
See ya.
Without realizing that Mom's trying to fight back the tears. It's probably going on this morning as well in the Warrior Run School District.
Oh, first day back.
The Milton School District, and that is it. As far as we know, two local school districts, Warrior Run and Milton, going back today. So there'll be a lot of moms with little tears in their eyes. You'll be okay, Mom.
Have a great first day if it is today.
Mm-hmm. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. With some late night TV.
President Trump's former press secretary, Sean Spicer, has been cast in Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Or as the show is now called, Dancing. Dancing with people you've heard of.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. We have no musical birthdays today.
That's a shame.
But we do have someone that Laura really likes.
Oh, boy.
You might not recognize the name unless you're a Saturday Night Live fan. She was a big part of that years ago. Kristen Wiig is 46? Yeah, she's 46 today.
I love her.
Very funny lady.
I just feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party.
Bridesmaids. The movie
with
Bridesmaids.
The best of them. And I'm gonna go down to the river.
There is a colonial woman sitting on the wing of the plane. I don't want to alarm you.
Very weird, funny. She's a very. I remember the Target girl.
Yes.
When she was at the Target.
Or the
checkout.
Fast talker.
Yeah, fast talker.
Where she just like goes off and doesn't stop talking. So funny.
Anyway, happy birthday, Kristen Wiig. Now it's time for the local celebrities, or as we call it, Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Aiden Weslocki. He is 19 today.
A very happy birthday to Harry Mole from Northumberland, 45 today.
Pamela Will from Mount Pleasant Mills is 53. Happy birthday.
Alicia Wilby is 35 today.
Kristen Lloyd is 37.
Shelly McKay from Cole Township is 46. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Ann Eister from Cole Township. She's 37 years old today.
Matt Kurtz from Bloomsburg is 52.
Stephanie Schroeder from Sunbury is 45. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kathy Owenreiter. She's from Killinger, PA. 66 years old today.
Noelle Buckley is 43 today.
Sarah Batchelor from Freeburg is 43. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Danielle St. Clair. Strong name. 39 years old today.
Pam Wenrich is 67 today.
Todd Leitzel from Elizabethville is 62. Happy birthday.
Anybody else? Because we've got nothing on the text club.
Nothing on the book of faces.
But everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Store or jcp.com for details.
94KX.
94KX. This is caller 4 in the Ford Fun Line.
Awesome.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Becky here.
Becky, we got so much fun things to do in this area, and Hershey Park is one of them, right?
Yes, it is, very much so.
Well, you're going to be riding the bear. Also, you've actually got a family four-pack, 4 tickets for general admission into Hershey Park.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Because summer ain't over with 94KX. Yeah, we're making it. The week is winding down. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News on the way next with a check on sports and AccuWeather. I think my friend Laura is a strong person.
I try.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But strength sometimes is not about going to the gym.
No, it is not.
Or, lifting weights or whatever you might
fortitude
be doing.
Fortitude of spirit. Fortitude of spirit is just as important as physical strength.
Sometimes maybe more important.
Soundness of mind. Yeah, those things.
Strength can mean a lot of things. A new survey asked 2,000 people if they were strong or not by using these examples. Number one, being able to admit when you're wrong.
Again, that's fortitude of spirit, strength of mind.
Yes.
It takes a strong person to say, you know what? I was wrong.
That's right. What do we always say on the morning show here? Own it.
Just own it.
Yep.
If you're late, you're late. Just say, I'm late.
Well, any mistake.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but mistake. That's typically what I have to say. Hi, sorry, I was late.
My dad used to say back in the day, if you screw up, you own up. Because it's only going to be tougher if you're lying to me. All right, number two is have a positive attitude. And you know what? Sometimes things are tough, but you gotta push through it. So you go, hey, guys, come here. We're going to do this.
I feel like you and I are glasses half full people.
Yes. So, yes, you're absolutely right. So something's going on tough at home, people, or maybe at work. You know, you just got to find one positive thing and say, look, we can do this because of this. Number three is kind of like number one, admitting when you're wrong. Number three is being honest, even when it's tough. I don't think there's enough of that in the world. We're all too kinder and gentler.
We are kinder and gentler, but remember, honesty can be, you can be honest with kindness.
Yes.
You don't have to be brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
Just be honest.
And number four, speaking up. When you think someone's being unfair or something's going wrong, don't be afraid to speak up. That's another thing that with this politically correct climate, it's like,
I feel like sometimes that one gets me in trouble.
But you can also do that with kindness.
That's very true.
Yeah. But sometimes it does get you in trouble just for speaking up. Number five, standing up for other people who are being mistreated.
Yes, absolutely.
Man, there's not enough of that in the world. You know,
if you see something, say something.
Yep. People fear for their own jobs, so somebody's being mistreated. Oh, I didn't see anything. That kind of thing. Come on now. Number six, it's kind of like number one, apologizing when you're wrong. So not just admitting it, but actually using the words, I'm sorry. Because a lot of people go, my bad. Ah, that bugs me.
I don't know.
That's a quick exit door. My bad. See you later. Place is falling down.
I agree with that, but I feel like women say I'm sorry too much. Sometimes. That's a whole different
thing. Wow.
Seriously. Yes, like women are very quick to be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my fault. I'm sorry.
Women say I'm sorry too much sometimes.
Yes. Number seven, being supportive. There's not enough support in the world. Like, what's the matter with patting somebody on the back saying, good job? 6 o'clock almost every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Old news guy Matt here. He nails it. Matt, you nailed it.
What did I say this morning from the couch?
Well executed.
I did say. I said, well executed, friend.
There you go. Be supportive at work if you're on your way to work.
You're welcome.
There you go. Being able to ask for help when you need it. There's a lot of people out there that don't.
Oh, yeah.
I got this. Hey, guess what? No, you don't. Okay?
Actually, one of the best managers I ever had in my whole entire life. Mm-hmm. Seriously, that was the number one thing that she preached. If you need help, ask before it's too late. Don't get in over your head, and then you're in a panic.
Right.
So if something is overwhelming, speak up, say something, and you might be surprised a coworker or even your supervisor could help you out with it, especially when it comes to professional stuff.
Yes. Number nine is putting your problems aside to just get your job done or to help others or whatever. But a lot of people, like, come into work and they got it on their sleeve, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a terrible day today because I stubbed my toe. It's like, what? Come on. Or other reasons. You know, you got to, man, one of my best bosses early in my radio career said, check it in the parking lot. That was his
phrase. There you go. Yeah.
You come in, you're supposed to be entertaining people.
Well,
right?
We kind of have a unique job when it comes to that. You really cannot be sort of down in the dumps on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And number 10 is being patient. I have to admit that sometimes I lack a little patience.
Yeah, I'm right there too.
Same on this side of the microphone as well.
So all three of us have to work on number 10, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, I think we all could be patient. That's what I tell my
nephew.
You always
say, take a deep breath.
Be patient.
Yes, patience is a virtue, as they say.
Uh-huh. So there's the top 10 that'll make us strong.
Do you want to finish that old adage? Patience is a virtue. Have it if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Seldom in a woman, never in a man.
Oh.
Oh, just drop that mic. Just drop that mic. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work at 8:14. Tom and Laura Live, a segment that we like to do and bring people from the community into the radio station and talk about events coming up. Yesterday, we teased it by saying, what does Breaking Benjamin have to do with high school band? Today, we find out.
The two correlate quite nicely, actually.
Yes, we have Jeremy Hummel with us in the studio.
We do.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Thank you for joining us this morning. And we're not talking about Breaking Benjamin, even though we all know and love Breaking Ben.
Yeah. Here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
If I were a kid in the high school band and I was playing the drums, I'd want, like, a pro teaching me.
Well, we have one.
And there you go. So, Salins Grove is blessed with a drummer that's a drummer, not just somebody's dad, you know, but you are both, which is pretty cool, Jeremy.
I am. I've been doing this now for, this is my 8th year as the drumline instructor at Salins Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, you had asked me when I first came in this morning, you know, did you start doing this because you had kids in the band or whatever? And my son, who's now a freshman, was actually really young when I began this. And it's pretty cool because now he's up there with me and I get to work with him along with the other kids.
Oh, so cool. So he's in what grade this year?
He's in ninth grade. Started yesterday.
Wow.
So a lot of kids grow up and maybe their mom or dad try to coach him in soccer or baseball or something. And they're just moms and dads. But you started him early. How early?
He's been pretty much playing his whole life.
No kidding.
Yeah. My wife and I talked the other day and, you know, she said, you know, well, you pretty much had him playing since he was born. And I said, well, not technically. And she's like, well, you have to remember you did put a drumstick in his hand right after, you know, when he was laying on the floor at home. So, but he's picked a lot of what he knows up naturally. And then he's, you know, had a little bit of my coaching as well.
There you go. But, so we have this thing called a back to school festival.
Right. Yes. It's pretty cool. Been going on for 6 years now, right?
Yep.
So let's talk details because I'm sure folks in the community would love to come and support this wonderful cause. And it's easy to do.
It's very easy to do. So this is, like you said, our 6th year. And we started this festival because a number of years back, the school started getting a little bit less funding for the arts programs and music and everything. Mm-hmm. And where we began this festival was actually over at Kids Grove in Salins Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And it began because one day I was over there and I saw that stage, if you can kind of visualize it and everything, and there was really nobody there. And I just thought this would be like an awesome place to have just a concert, let alone, you know, doing a festival or something. So I first thought about Into the Spin, who's the band that I lead performing over there. And then I also thought, you know, to correlate with the schools getting a little bit less funding, I went to Ed Smith, our marching band director, and presented the idea and said, hey, what do you think about doing this? He said, I think it's a fantastic idea. And it's actually our biggest fundraiser that we do every year.
Yeah.
That's super cool. And there's something for everyone. You can grab some food, chicken barbecue, ham and bean soup, but then come out and listen to Into the Spin, which I actually just saw you guys at Knoebels.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Did a great job. I am a little bit of an Into the Spin fan.
Awesome.
I do. Had the pleasure of seeing you guys at the Front Street Station when you performed a couple of New Year's Eves ago. Good stuff.
And now you're, you're helping the kids on the marching band, which I think is great. We want everybody to come out. Give us the details.
So it's from 3 to 6 o'clock this Sunday, and it's now at the Rotary Field across the street from the high school.
Okay.
So it's 3 to 6 o'clock, and the marching band opens up the performance, and they'll perform for about a half an hour, about 3 to 3:30. We'll then go on and perform for about almost an hour and a half. And then the marching band will come back and finish everything up. There's something for everybody. And we decided to call it a back to school festival because we wanted, you know, everybody to kind of get in the spirit. And there, you can bring your families. It's on a Sunday. So hopefully there's not too many conflicting things. But there's, like you said, food. There's games. There's going to be a dunk tank, a slide for the young kids.
Yeah.
And they like to put a lot of the teachers in the dunk tank.
Of course, which is a
big money winner over there.
And it happens from 3 to 6 on school night. That's okay. You get everybody home and school's the next day.
Yep.
We're going to link up here with Tom and Laura in the morning with your information page.
Yes, we are. I'm going to share all of the details on the 94KX Facebook page. That way, if you're headed to work looking for something to do on a Sunday as we get into back to school mode, look no further than back to school celebration. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning. And late night TV.
Totino's has developed a trail mix that includes mini pizzas, mozzarella sticks, and garlic bread. What trail is this a mix for? A rugged path from your couch to your toilet?
There's been a winner declared in the war between Popeye's fried chicken sandwich and Chick-fil-A's fried chicken sandwich. Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is heart disease.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
What is happening
Deuce
today?
Deuce is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. Hats off to Sam Smith. I love the guy.
Here we go.
Okay, oh, Lord.
Listen to me. Now, let's just listen. His relationship wasn't bad.
I feel like Nick, the intern, needs to get over here.
He's scared now.
He just witnessed.
He's not scared. We've known Nick
for a rant of all rants. Okay. Are we all together? Are we ready? Are we prepared for this?
Ready.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Go ahead, Tom.
Sam Smith is singing "How Do You Sleep at Night," knowing that you're cheating on me, and I've heard you say his name before.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say? But it's got that. It's got like, so you're actually dancing to some dude talking about he breaking up with his significant other. Now, I think that's so much better than the angry women and the wimpy guys that are singing nowadays. Like, women are angry. Like, I'm sick of cut it off with some scissors. What? What are you saying?
Did you ever pause to ask yourself there might be a reason why all these women are angry?
I know, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it in music. I want, like, one of them special channels.
Said like the white, middle-aged American man that you are.
We need a channel on TV.
Okay.
Cable channel 790.
They already have that. It's called The View, and I hate it.
Well, then,
me too.
Well, then, why do you hate that? And you don't like Halsey talking about cutting off body parts?
If she wants to express her emotions through song, she's allowed to.
She's expressing it through cutting off body parts.
No, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
Oh, it's a metaphor. Okay.
It's a metaphor.
I'm sure. Just, you know, I'm going to a 94KX party with Halsey. I'm going to make sure she's not holding scissors because I don't think it's a metaphor. Okay, now.
Are we taking it back to the 90s? Should we bring up a lady by the name of Lorena? You're the only one in this room that's going to get
and
that.
And Alanis Morissette was inspired by her, obviously. So, okay, now back to the wimpy guy. The song is...
Okay.
I don't, what is his name? I don't know. I used to be in love. I used to have a girlfriend, and she dumped you because you're a weasel.
Oh my God.
Come on.
What happened to the compassion talk we had earlier?
We did. Didn't we just have a little chit-chat about a half an hour to 45 minutes ago?
Look
at your notes. About being kind, and you're allowed to be honest. You're totally allowed to be honest.
That's what I'm
but
doing.
Maybe
he
try
is
to be
being honest, all right.
Very honest.
We had that talk at 7:57 this
Nick
morning.
Nick wasn't here for that talk. I think maybe we all need a reminder about being kind.
Okay, do we break for news and then we be kind for a few minutes?
Let's try, I guess.
Oh my God, let's give it a shot.
We'll be right back. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Girls just want to have fun. Ask Laura. She'll tell you all about it.
So does Matt, the news guy. We were dancing away over
there. Oh, yeah.
You were doing like an 80s thing over there.
That's right.
Yeah. I tried it, and then I felt my hip breaking, because that's what happens to older people.
So Matt has hips like Elvis,
that's
so
right.
He's fine.
Thank you very much.
Here's fun for the whole family, especially if you're into wrestling. Fight for a Miracle 5, All Out War. I don't know. I feel like we should be saying stuff like that. It's coming to our area, thanks to the Columbia County Votech people.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal. They do it every year, and they raise money, to fight, cancer. So we want you there, okay? And we're going to give you a chance to win. Now, I heard, and you're benefiting a good cause, the Janet Weiss Children's Hospital.
Yes, wonderful cause, helping kiddos in our area and beyond. But if you listen to 94KX all day, you may or may not. Mm-hmm. Be able to win yourself a family 4-pack of tickets.
So you take the family and watch grown men throw each other around. It's kind of fun. Right?
Awesome.
Like you could do that at my Uncle Larry's family picnic, or they don't raise money there. You do it here. So I'm going to try to do it like one of those announcers. Fight for a Miracle 5.
I like it.
All Out War.
I can't do that, but I can tell you the details are at WQKX.com.